This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're about to bring you up to date on a group that's called a terrorist organization or even a cult. It's called those things, but it's under the protection of the U.S. military. It's a group of Iranians. They want to overthrow Iran's government, and they are in exile right now in Iraq. We're going to hear this morning from both sides of the border about one of the stranger stories to emerge from the war. The story centers around the Iranian exiles who call themselves the People's Mujahideen, or M-E-K. Their U.S.-protected camp is called Camp Ashraf. NPR's Ann Garrels begins with the story of one woman who escaped them.
Last spring, after living in Camp Ashraf for half her life, 40-year-old Baltun Sultani made a run for it. She fled to the nearby American military compound. Though U.S. soldiers protect Ashraf from outside attacks, Baltun says they do nothing to stop the MEK from continuing to persecute its members.
The MEK leadership remains in control in the camp, and we had no choice but to stay. We were under psychological and physical pressure. The U.S. does nothing inside Ashraf. They allow the MEK to terrorize the inmates.
Until the U.S. invasion, the MEK carried out cross-border attacks against the government in Tehran. It also helped Saddam Hussein target his enemies at home. The new Iraqi government, made up of those former enemies, has no love for the MEK. After the U.S. invasion, American soldiers disarmed the militants and set up checkpoints around the camp to protect its members from Iraqi retribution. Some in the Bush administration and Congress believe the MEK could be a useful ally against the Iranian government, though U.S. officials say that view is no longer widely held. They and the Iraqi government would like the militants at Camp Ashraf to leave the country. A few hundred have fled, but Baltun says most cult members cannot act freely, either because they've been brainwashed or because of MEK pressure.
I never saw the Red Cross or American soldiers inside the camp. The MEK leadership manipulates anyone who comes in so they see only what they want them to see.
Recruited in Tehran as a teenager, Baltun says her dreams of overthrowing the Iranian government turned into a nightmare. Once she and her young husband arrived in Ashraf, all couples were ordered to divorce. Her children were taken away.
My son was 6 months old and my daughter was five. They said, "You can't keep your children here. We will send them overseas to Europe." I have not seen my children in 16 years.
MEK commanders also took away the members' documents and warned them they would be arrested by Saddam's security if they tried to leave. Then, after the U.S. invasion, Baltun says MEK leaders warned them the Americans would kill anyone who left. Baltun says she stayed on, hoping if she were a dutiful member, she would eventually be reunited with both her children and her husband. Finally, a year ago, she stole a car, made a dash for a U.S. checkpoint, and was given refuge by the American military. She's now searching for her children.
I am asking Iranians all over the world if they know anything about my children. The Mujahideen won't tell me where they are.
Defectors say the Mujahideen keep those wishing to leave out of sight. Ashfar Farzin says he was one of the lucky ones. An American colonel, during an initial search of Ashraf 5 years ago, discovered him by chance in an MEK prison.
One day, someone knocked my door. I saw an American commander. Because I can explain for him in English, he's sat next to me and listened to me.
With the help of the American officer and the Red Cross, he was able to leave Ashraf, but he says others still there need help and counseling. Though they acknowledge a significant number of cult members are trapped, U.S. officials speaking on background say it's not safe for American soldiers to go into the camp. U.S. and U.N. officials say they cannot force members to go back to Iran against their wishes. But the U.N. has not found other countries willing to take them. The clock is ticking. Under a new status of forces agreement, the Iraqi government will likely take control of Ashraf by the end of the year. Caught at the end of a press conference, General Douglas Stone, who's currently in charge of Ashraf, made it clear he would like this mess to go away. He said it's going to be discussed with the Iraqis, adding, "Things like this don't go on forever, right?" But after 5 years, he still has no solution. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.